And now the game where we invite notable people onto our show to answer questions about obscure things. Many places have a first family associated with them. The Astors of New York City, the Lodges and Cabots of Boston, the Spears Federlines of Malibu. In Utah, without question, that family is the Osmonds. Donny Osmond made his... Donny Osmond,
you know,
made...
I was afraid you were going to just make a joke out of it and say the Jackson 5.
No. Donny Osmond...
Hey, let me just interrupt you.
All right, go ahead. It's just your introduction. Do what you want. What do you want to say, Donny?
I would have gone with the Viking turd.
Really?
Thank okay. you.
All right.
Yes!
And Mo, you were convincing to me.
Thank you. Right. Osmond yes. validation. Thank
anyway,
you.
Anyway, finish my introduction.
Oh, to heck with it. Donny Osmond, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
It's good to be here. You know, I love Kingsbury Hall. It has a big history with me because that's where I did my very last performance of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Right.
I did that show for 6 years.
6 years?
Almost 2,000 shows, and I did the... Well, 2,000, yeah. I did the 2,000th performance there at Kingsbury.
Did they? How often did they clean the coat? I hope you got it dry cleaned at some point.
No, it doesn't smell very good, but after 6 years, you
that's
can't
the
clean
amazing
a coat
thing
like that.
About it.
So was it exciting to be doing the show back here for your hometown fans?
I got to tell you with this one story that happened there on the stage. For all 6 years, there's a scene where I run around the bed and Mrs. Potiphar is chasing me. Well, every single show they try to get the loincloth off of me, and there's only four little snaps keeping that thing on. Some shows they got down to like one snap left before I grabbed it and kept it on me. It finally came off in Salt Lake City, right there on stage.
Oh gosh, ouch!
And so I'm standing there, and the entire place is laughing. I look down at my conductor, Phil Reno. He's laughing his head off. It's kind of like, gee, thank you very much, everybody. At least there could be gasps or something, but no, everybody.
So, Donny, as I was saying, you were one of the great child stars. I mean, it's hard to think of somebody who was more famous than you as a child. And here's the odd thing about you. Not only are you still in show business many years later, very successful, but you seem, at least on brief acquaintance, to be somewhat normal. How is that possible, given the fame and pressure you were under as a child?
Well, let me tell you.
Wow, you're really pale now.
Yeah.
Can I throw in a factoid? Andy Williams' father discovered the Osmond brothers.
How did you know that?
Because I've heard that. I'm a huge Andy Williams fan and Osmond's fan, and I know that the Osmond brothers were at Disney World, right? Because
that is correct.
Tell it. It's fun. It's a good story.
Well, my brothers... but actually, my brothers went down with my dad to Los Angeles to audition for Lawrence Welk to try to get on television, and Lawrence wouldn't see them. He was just too busy. So... my dad took my brothers to Disneyland. He said, well, since we can't see him, let's make a vacation out of this. Well, my brothers were all dressed alike because it was cheaper that way. My mother just made all kinds of the same things with different patterns. And so they were walking down the streets dressed alike, and this barbershop quartet named the Dapper Dans saw my brothers and said, are you a quartet? And they said, well, yes, we sing every once in a while. They said, well, sing us a song. Well, my brother sang them a song. The Dapper Dan sang my brother's a song. It was like a competition on the streets. It kept going back and forth and back and forth. And this huge crowd gathered around them like an attraction there at Disneyland. Well, Disney put him on two shows because he loved them so much. And that's where Andy Williams' father saw my brothers. And the rest, as they say, is history. That's where they got their national break.
Wow.
I hope not too many people hear that story because it's going to make the Dapper Dan's life hell trying to get through a show at Disneyland.
And they're still there.
They're there, and they're fantastic, by the way. Yeah. But every little kid singing group in the world is now going to go cut their grass.
Well, you got Battle of the Bands every day on Main Street, USA. Yeah.
So I got to ask you one last question before we go to this. Now, you, sir, had the honor of once being the subject of a question on this show. We were trying to stump Ken Jennings, Salt Lake City hometown hero. Mm-hmm. He came on our show. We were trying to ask him about things he may not know about. And one of the questions we asked him about was the way that you, Donny Osmond, like to eat pretzels. And it turns out we actually found a video of you doing this, so we had it confirmed.
I'll cut it out.
No, that you when you're eating pretzels, you said to an interviewer, and you then demonstrated, you like to take the pretzel out of the bag, lick the pretzel, smell the pretzel, and then eat the pretzel.
Why did you bring that up?
Well, I don't know. Because people didn't believe us. We actually got emails saying, come on, you made that up about Donny Osmond, and we had to send out the video of you doing it.
Hey, don't knock it unless you've tried it.
All right. But it's true. We wanted to get a confirmation. This is how you, Donny Osmond, eat pretzels.
Yes, I lived a very sheltered life. That's what I do.
Well, Donny Osmond, we are delighted to have you with us. Now, we have invited you here to play a game, a special game we're calling...
You may be a little bit rock and roll, but it won't help you now.
Donny, as you know, we call this game Not My Job, so we decided to review your remarkable career in music, TV, theater, come up with three questions about which you, Donny Osmond, would have no clue. Answer two of them right, you will win our prize for our listeners. Carl Castle, who is Donny Osmond playing for?
Donny is playing for Sean Thompson of Salt Lake City.
Okay, all right. Ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Here we go. First Donny Osmond specific topic, being an only child. Turns out, Rudy Giuliani was an only child, and like many such children, his parents put a little bit too much pressure on him. Which of these did Mr. Giuliani endure with no siblings to share the burden? A, his mother, frustrated at not having a daughter, would make him wear dresses for, quote, special mommy days until the age of 10. B, his father, a Yankees fan in the middle of the Dodgers' Brooklyn, would dress him in full Yankees regalia and send him out in the streets to be mercilessly mocked by the other kids. Or C, both parents, who never really wanted children in the first place, would make him stand alone outside the fancy restaurants where they dined, occasionally bringing him spare dinner rolls to eat.
That's a little far-fetched. I would say that his dad dressed him up in a Yankees outfit.
You're right, sir. Very well. Yeah. Very well done. Giuliani says of being sent out into the Brooklyn streets while wearing a Yankees uniform, quote, to my father it was a joke. To me it was like being a martyr. It begins to explain a lot about him, doesn't it? Yeah. All right, next question, specially selected for you, Donny Osmond, known, of course, for your clean living. According to the book Alcoholica Esoterica, which of these is the traditional Mongolian cure for a severe hangover? A, eating a pickled sheep's eye in tomato juice. B, killing a goat and rubbing its innards on your scalp while still warm. Or C, digging a hole in the dirt and sticking your head in it.
Or D, licking a pretzel, smelling it, then eating it.
Maybe that's why I never have a hangover, because I lick and smell.
Exactly.
Preemptive hangover, that's great.
Well, I would say that tomato juice probably has something to do with it, settling the stomach or something. Say the sheep with the tomato juice.
Pickled sheep's eye and tomato juice, that's your hangover cure of choice?
Yeah.
You're right again.
Oh,
amazing.
Baby.
Amazing.
Gosh.
Other hangover cures?
If I ever
cures?
Drink, I know what to do.
Exactly.
You know what? I think the whole Donny Osmond persona thing has gone down the drain tonight, don't you?
Yeah.
This is so preposterous.
Don't let it out, Paula.
That you could
Come
possibly
on.
Know these things and not have had a pickled sheep's eye or two yourself.
I got to ask you, you've had this reputation for being so clean cut and virtuous. Do you ever, in your long career, ever just want to rebel and do something cruel and mean and reckless?
Like eat a sheep's eye or
something? Or something. Yeah.
That's great.
No, never had that desire.
Really?
He's got a tattoo that says, He's bad, man.
All right, last question created especially for you, Donny Osmond. A man known for your teeth, the topic is dentures. During the 19th century in Britain, the most prized and valuable kind of dentures were known as what? A, mermaid teeth made from the horns of the rare and elusive narwhal. B, Waterloo teeth made from the teeth of soldiers fallen on Napoleonic battlefields. Oh. Or C, tea service teeth made by the skilled porcelain masters of Meissen, Germany.
Well, the mermaid thing sounds pretty cool, but I'm going to have to say... the porcelain. It's got to be the porcelain.
Tea service teeth? Porcelain teeth?
Yeah.
No, it was actually the Waterloo teeth.
Oh.
Yeah. See, here's the problem. Most dentures at the time were made from human teeth. But the problem was, by the time the first owner was done with them, not usually in good shape.
No.
Solution, visit the battlefields of Europe, where lots of healthy young men suddenly no longer had any need of them.
Because they were so drunk that they were falling over.
Exactly, that's it.
Yeah. And they didn't have any sheep eyes around. So.
No.
the good news is we believe your teeth are real.
Carl, how did Donny Osmond do in our quiz?
Well, Donny, you did very well. You had two correct answers, so you win for Sean Thompson. Congratulations.
Yeah, baby.
Well done. Yeah. Yeah. Totally fabulous.
So that means Utah still claims me?
Exactly. Does Utah, do you still want him? Still want your own? Still proud of him? As well you should be. Legendary pop star Donny Osmond has a new album called Donny Osmond, Love Songs of the 1970s. It's available in record stores everywhere. Donny Osmond, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody. Yeah.
So in love with you, whatever you want to do.
In just a minute, Carl has a jailhouse conversion. And who's Carl this time? Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to join us on the air. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Princess Cruises, sailing worldwide to destinations like Europe, Asia, the South Pacific, and South America. Princess Cruises, escape completely. Grey Goose, maker of Grey Goose vodka, distilled from French wheat and natural spring water. Learn more at greygoose.com. And Anne and John Herman supporting City Year and the young adults who dedicate a year of their lives to community service and leadership development. CityYear.org. We will be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR, National Public Radio.